The Lord be with you.
Also.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Luckia. Welcome to everyone gathered here this morning in the sanctuary. And also a welcome to those tuning in as well with us in our live stream broadcast. One note to everyone, those inside, but also those tuning in with us. We are also broadcasting on FM radio. We're still doing that. We started that 3 or 4 years ago. So you may be tuning into us in the neighborhood and catching us on 103.5 FM. We do have a few people that are worshiping with us out in the parking lot via radio. We're glad that you've joined us in that special way as well. Coming to church this morning was just a reminder of how behind I am as I looked down the street and saw that people already have their Christmas decorations up. How does that make you feel when you see your neighbor? Don't you feel a little guilty when that happens? But I appreciate and shared with people in Bible study today that I really appreciate those people that just, they leave their Christmas lights up all year.
Yeah.
It's just their easy way of handling it. Just turn them on when Christmas comes their way. I share that because these last Sundays in the church here are really about proper preparation for Jesus coming, when he'll come to judge the living and the dead. And when we think about preparing, we don't just want to throw it up really quick. We want to know throughout our journey with Jesus that his coming could be any time. And so we want to be prepared and ready. And a great way to be prepared and ready is to think about his promises, to think about how he comes to us, and he comes to us in a very clear way through his body and blood in Holy Communion. And so we're strengthened, and this helps us prepare ultimately for his second coming. Just a note about receiving communion today. It can be received in two ways. One is through the communion packages on the back table. If you choose to commune that way with the packages, you'll remain seated in your pew, and I'll guide you through that moment where we commune together. If you would like to come to the rail, most of our members do that, and visitors. We ask that you come forward when the ushers come by your pew. They'll guide you forward in that time of the service. Let's see, just a couple announcements. I think there might be a few others as well. The first is that the Philomath Community Services Holiday Cheer Program has been launched. You'll look out on the pane of the window. You'll see cards that describe age, the age of a person, and perhaps some suggestions of what you could purchase for that person. You can drop off the items that you purchase either at the Methodist Church, or you can also drop them off in our bins here as well. Next Sunday, we'll also have the Vina Moses Christmas tags up, and those are for presents for children in the community. For the Vina Moses tree, we'll need to collect those gifts unwrapped by December 10th. And you can take the tag and then bring it back and place it in the seating area out in the narthex. Okay, I think that does it for the items that I wanted to share. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin? All right, it's quiet this week. All right.